The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals, and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So I just want us to sing together a little bit for a few moments about the readings we've just heard and something about how they relate to the baptism that we're having today here for Oran and Ariana. So in our first reading, we've got this interesting, it's typically Paul, isn't it? It's really self-reflective. He's reflecting on his history, his experiences, the things he's undergone, the experiences he's had. And he's talking about, he does it in this third-person way to try and be sort of modest about this extraordinary spiritual experience he's had. He talks about himself. He's talking about something which showed him in a new way what God was like, an experience he had which was completely heavenly 14 years ago, as he said, before he wrote that letter to the Corinthians. And it transformed his understanding of who God is and what God wants him to do, wants Paul to do, and how God loves him. So that reading where Paul is reflecting on that experience is something which is very important for his evolution, his development as a thinker and a teacher and someone who has helped us and all the generations of Christians since him to understand what following Jesus means and what our faith means. That it is to know more about what God is like, who God is, what God wants for us, and how God loves us. And it's this love, actually, which is one of the themes of our baptism service today. And when I say how God loves Paul, that was something he realized. I don't just mean like a fact. It was a fact that God loved him. He knew that. He realized in a deeper way how much God loves him. That God loves him so much that even though Paul had had his faults and he had his thorn in the flesh, as he mentioned, he had been called by God to be a witness for Jesus in the world, despite all the experiences and all the things that Paul had done. That experience of God's overwhelming love is something which enabled Paul to go on and do what he did and to light up the world with his understanding of what Jesus' life means for us as followers of Christ. Today, when we baptize Oran and Ariana, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be promising all of us together, their family and their godparents and friends, but all of us together promising to do our best to help them to grow up to be the kind of people who understand how much God loves them and how much they are loved by the people around them. And actually doing that, showing them how much they are loved as they grow up, will enable them to understand something about the depth and breadth and height of God's love for them. So Paul's self-reflection later on in his career, about God's experience, his experience of God, and how God has transformed his understanding of himself enabled him to see himself as deeply, fundamentally loved by God. And that love is something we celebrate today in this baptism. And one of the ways we're going to do that is by the symbol of using water. And that water that we will pour, I will say as we pour it, it is in a way a symbol of God's love pouring down on Oren and Ariana. And in its way also reminds us of the love that pours down on them now from their family, from their parents, from Zia, from the family more widely, and from their friends. That's our first reading. I then want to think a little bit about our second two readings. In the second reading, two parts of our second reading. In the first part of our second reading, Jesus has gone back to his hometown, and he surprises people. So they know who he is. They know where he's come from. They know who his parents are and his brothers and his sisters. And then he's saying these extraordinary things, and they're surprised by him. This reminds us that baptism is about the start of a journey, the journey that Ariana and Oren are making a new step in today. It's the start of a journey in which we must be prepared, their parents must be prepared, to be surprised by what they turn out to be capable of. And this is all about, this baptism is all about saying together and saying with Christian and Raj, saying that we will do our best and then promising to do their best to enable Oren and Ariana to become people who surprise others with how able they are, the love they can give, the kindness they show, with all the abilities and wisdom that they gain. And so baptism is the start of a journey which will enable them, like Jesus did to his hometown, to surprise people by what they're capable of. Because we all surprise people by what we're capable of. And at the end of the service, we will use a candle, something that in a way reminds us of this. It reminds us of the light of Christ, the light that shines in their lives now, but also the light that they will shed on the world, shedding light into dark places, lighting up the world in their own way with their own talents and abilities, and surprising people by the degree of light, the brilliance of the light they shed as the people they are. Baptism is a day when we help them to start that journey. And in the second part of our reading, where Jesus sends out his disciples, he sends them out, no bag, he says, no money, no bread, just sandals on your feet and a staff. Now, obviously, we don't go into the world naked like that or nearly unsupported like that. Babies need huge amounts of support, right? So, of course, we are supported. But there is a sense in which, from baptism onwards, we go into the world just to be ourselves. And actually, being sent out to be supported by those around us, yes, but to be sent out, focused on the mission that we're sent on, focused on the being enabled by others to become the people we should be, as Oren and Ariana will become those people. That's something that baptism also reminds us of, and our reading reminds us of that. So we have to rely to some extent on our own resources to make the difference in the world that we can make, to surprise people. And that difference we can make, that relying on our own resources, that's something that Kristin and Raj and the whole family and godparents will help Oren and Ariana to do during their lives, to grow as individuals, to increasingly develop their resources and to go out as Jesus sent his disciples, to be themselves, presenting themselves to others, serving others, helping others in the way that they can. So those are our two readings which help us to understand a bit about baptism, about how baptism is part of a journey. When we baptize at the beginning of a life, it really is very nearly the beginning of a journey. It's a journey in which we are sent out to do what we can, supported by others, yes, but it's the job of those who are older and wiser and more able for now to help young people like Oren and Ariana to develop those resources to become the people who can, as Jesus showed us in the first part of our gospel, surprise others with their ability and their love and all that they can give to the world. And also, as our reading from St. Paul reminded us, can be people who know deeply that God loves them and that they are loved by the people around them. So in baptism, we celebrate these things together, experiences which are reading from Paul's letter to the Corinthians and our reading from the Gospel of Mark reminded us of this morning.